I'm just thinking along these lines with that. Inconsistency does not necessarily, and I put necessarily in parenthesis there, disqualify. You know, I mean, there can be a level of inconsistency where you just fall off the shelf and it can be terribly harmful. But God is the only surgeon, which means God's word is the only surgeon. The only way I'm ever going to help anybody is not through me. It's through God's word. It's not through my judgment or my this or my that. It's me pointing them to God and pointing them to God's word. That's the key. I know we all agree with this, but what I'm just wanting to make sure that I do is I truly, truly use God's word and point them in that particular direction. So I had a cartoon that I didn't put up here for whatever reason, but I can't remember the guy's cartoon name, but on the top of it, it said, "You know what really makes me mad?" And the bottom said, "The only scripture people know is don't judge that you be not judged." So the cartoon was, it just makes me mad that that's the only one they know and it keeps me from judging them, which went both ways. That cartoon covered both sides of this. Somebody who wanted to judge unfairly and then people who were kind of misusing the passage in that sense. So, well, that's what I wanted to say today. I haven't said this in forever. Would you get your songbooks out and be ready to sing the invitation song? We're going to sing this song, and I can't remember the name of it, but I looked at it, and it was perfect for what we're trying to say this morning about giving our lives to the Lord. If somebody here wants to obey the gospel, do that. Repent of your sins and confess the name of the Holy Jesus Christ and become His child in immersion. If we can pray for you, come to the front while we sing.